Hi, my name's Orion Miller.
And I'm Marina Durham.
And I'm Varouz Mardarossian.
From the Ohm Sound, and you're listening to CKVS 93.7 FM, the voice of the Shoe Swap, your community radio station.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to the Roots and Blues edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. First up, we have Edmonton-based quartet Ultimata. Before we listen to their interview, I'd like to play a track from their CD, Dirty Rain. It's entitled Borrowed Suit, Secondhand Dress. Hi, Richard Sevigny here, host of Live in the Shoe Swap here for CKVS 93.7, The Voice. And I'm here talking with Ultimata. So this is your first time in BC, gentlemen?
First time at Salmonar, but we've done BC quite a few times this year. We try to come out here as much as we can. So this is, I think, probably our sixth time out here this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually roll through.
First time at Roots and Blues?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to back up a bit and get each of you guys to introduce yourselves to the crowd and tell me who you are and a little bit about yourselves.
Sure thing. Do you want to start here?
Sure.
My name's Troy, and I play guitar and sing.
Eric, I play the drums.
My name is Matt. I play piano, keys.
I'm Todd, and I play bass.
Cool. So how long have you guys been together?
A couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's been 2 years probably at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you guys are from Edmonton, correct?
Yeah.
What's the music scene like up there?
It's good. It's better than it was in like 2010, whenever we were starting in bands. It was a tough scene. There was just a lot of the same kind of like stuff going on there, but it's really branched out over the last couple of years. There's been a lot of really great Edmonton exports, I think, and there's a lot of huge bands that have come out of the city now that have really like put a spotlight on it.
And I think it's and I think in that happening, it's motivating and inspiring for a lot of other bands to start touring more.
Yeah. That's right.
So we've been sort of noticing a lot more bands, including ourselves, like just trying to kind of get out of the city a little bit more and taking it on the road.
Definitely. Where'd the name Ultimata come from?
I mean, coming up with a band name is just not fun. So we did a few shows with a different band name, but this Ultimata is a neighborhood in California, and it's just kind of a whole thing. I think that there's just like a time period that it reminds us all of. But at the risk of I think it just sounds good, and we needed something, but
we wanted something sort of ambiguous sounding, like that wasn't like, yeah, just something that was just sort of a word that could sort of encompass the music, as opposed to people thinking of what the name means necessarily.
There's also a sneaky little Alberta reference in there with the Alta at the beginning
too. Yeah, that's Alta used to be the abbreviation form for Alberta before AB, right. Yeah.
From the CD Dirty Rain, that was Ultimata playing Dead End Kid. Now, back to the interview.
So, tell me a little bit about your sound. I was talking to this young gentleman over here earlier, and he was saying that this is what you guys do is basically what comes out when you guys play together. But tell me a bit about that sound, what it is that you do.
We all listen to the same, you know, kind of music and always have, but I don't know if that always manifested itself in the bands that we were playing in before. I think when we were younger, when we were playing in other bands, it was more of a just a means of being just playing something and,
yeah.
or playing anything that, you know, so I think that, you know, the older you get, you know, Troy was playing in punk bands and Todd and I were playing in indie bands and stuff like that. So the older you get, I think we just sort of figured that, like, naturally what was coming was sort of the stuff that, you know, we were all listening to when we were growing up. So now with Troy's songwriting, and I think all of us sort of like coming to terms with that being like the most natural thing, playing stuff, you know, like, you know, Jackson Browne and Neil Young and all that kind of stuff is just it's become easier and just more natural, organic.
Well, it's easy as well that we all have like pretty much the same influences.
Yeah.
So there's really not a lot of like butting heads in that way because
yeah.
everybody knows exactly what we're going for. Like yeah. like
We love new music. We love new music, but we love our old music too, and so we get that Americana influence coming through
well,
a lot.
Todd mentioned the band. You mentioned Neil Young. What's a couple of other names that influence your sound?
Bob Dylan is probably the biggest influence for me.
Bruce Springsteen
as
like
well.
Even like bands like The Replacements.
The Replacements.
The Clash,
we love
like
The Clash.
Like we're into the punk.
Yeah, like I was like 14 when I met Todd, and I was listening to like. Strictly the Beatles, and then Todd was like,
"Yeah, the Stones."
I listened to Tom Waits because my dad has good taste, and the Clash, and so like, so then that was sort of how that all I think came to be was that like, we all met each other at a time where, you know, even Troy, I know when we started this band was more into like deeper cuts of Bob Dylan's catalog, and so I was turned on to a lot of those records just from. You know, being around Troy more often, and so I think that's just there's so much at the
Eric, Elton John, Steely Dan. I come from the keyboard world, so I get my 70s soft rock in there wherever I can. Yeah. Eric, they put up with me.
Yeah, Eric's been turning me on more to like John Denver and Don McLean and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. More folksy side.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Stuff that our parents were listening to.
Jesse
when we were
Winchester.
In the car on our way out to the mountains as kids, you know.
It's like a song swap meet whenever we all get together sometimes because we're all still influencing each other's tastes in ways that, I mean, Troy works at a record store and is always knows what a record is like. I can be like, what's this new record like? And I'm like, it's okay. Or, it's really good.
Yeah.
So there is like a certain finger on the pulse.
Well, and it's nice as well. Yeah, working at a record store, having my finger on the pulse of a lot of like newer stuff as well, too. So like, you know. I mean, I sort of find myself listening to a lot of like classic stuff, but I try to, I try to listen to everything new that comes through as well.
So there's probably an open ear.
Yeah. Pardon?
Always keeping an open
ear. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean that's part of the job.
Yeah. What's some of the newer stuff you're listening to?
His Golden.
His Golden Messenger is a cool band that sort of would be like us, but then like lots of other different stuff like Solange. His record is awesome, which is like Beyonce's sister and
War on Drugs.
Yeah, the War on Drugs. We love that band. Kurt Vile, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I guess that stuff's more akin to what we're doing. But just like lots of stuff.
Listening to, I think this, what you can imagine. I think the newer bands that we would listen to would probably share this. Similar influences as us, you know what I mean? So I think that's a big thing. Like when you listen to The War on Drugs, you can tell that he's a Bob Dylan fan.
Right.
Yeah. So.